While Stephen is out of the studio foraging for biscuits, I need to confess something. I'm not a clever man. The only things I left school with was a slightly wonky birdhouse I made in woodwork and knits. But the good news is, it doesn't matter, because everything else around me is getting smarter. These days it seems like you can shove the word smart in front of anything. Phone, home, TV, watch, light bulb, tees, e-pants, and of course, speakers. Yes, smart speakers are definitely the must-have gadget of the last few years. But are they really? Well, let's find out. Let's strip away all the jargon and the tech and see just what a smart speaker can do for you. Alright Cliff, calm down. Yes, we all like speakers, but what makes smart speakers smart? The most obvious thing is that you can just use your voice and tell these speakers what you want them to do. You know that old battered radio you have in your kitchen? Well, imagine not having to retune it to different stations or anything like that. Instead, you just ask it to play, I don't know, RNIB Connect Radio or Cliff Richard, and it does it. Not loud enough? Just ask it to turn the volume up, or if it's too loud, down. Don't like the song? Just say next. It's as easy as that. Now, I know what you're thinking. You've had gadgets before that claim that you can just tell them what to do and they'll do it, and it never understands you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, it's got so much better, and these do work really well. Let's try it out. I've got an Amazon smart speaker here. Play RNIB Connect Radio.
RNIB Connect Radio from Sean's TuneIn.
Volume up. Stop. Now come on, admit it, that is pretty cool. Anyway, before you can tell the speaker what you want it to do, you need to wake it up. And how do you do that? Well, of course, you use a wake word. Now, just so you know, in this recording, I've removed the wake word. So in that previous example, when you heard the beep, that was the smart speaker letting me know that it heard the wake word and was waiting for the command. The reason I removed the wake word from this recording? Well, if someone's listening on a smart speaker or have a smart speaker in their room, then there's a chance that I will set off their smart speaker and that will result in me getting hundreds of emails with people saying I'm a terrible, terrible person. Now, the wake word is different depending on who made the smart speaker. Is it an Amazon or a Google or an Apple HomePod? But the main point is, whichever smart speaker you've got or are getting, the way they understand you so well is really impressive. Okay, so I think we can all agree that is pretty clever, but that's not where it stops. It's not just about music. Oh no, there's a lot more to it than that. Here's a quick example of other things a smart speaker can do. What's the time?
It's 11:18 p.m.
Weather.
Currently, it's 14 degrees Celsius with partly cloudy skies.
How do you spell biscuit?
Biscuit is spelled B-I-S-C-U-I-T.
How old is Cliff Richard?
Cliff Richard is 77 years old.
How tall is he?
Cliff Richard is 5 feet 11 inches tall.
Set an alarm for 7 a.m.
Alarm set for 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Set a 4-minute timer.
4 minutes, starting now.
What's 64 times 312?
64 multiplied by 312 equals 19,968.
What's the temperature inside?
Inside, it's 19.5.
Set heating to 22 degrees.
The heat's set to 22.
Turn off studio light.
Okay.
Buy razor blades.
Based on Sean's order history, I found Wilkinson Sword Hydro 5 sensitive razor blades, pack of 8 blades. It's £17.99. Would you like to buy it?
And that's not even scratching the surface of what you can do. You've got general knowledge, maths, news, timers, alarms, games, reading audiobooks, podcasts. You can make calls, you can use them as intercoms, and they are getting smarter all the time. Now, there are a couple of things that you do need in order to use a smart speaker. You will need a Wi-Fi internet connection and either a smartphone or a tablet or a computer to set one up. But it is easy to set up, and once it's done, that's it. Now let's talk about us. For the visually impaired and blind, smart speakers are so incredibly useful. Everything about it is spoken, there's nothing to see. And if you use them for nothing other than an accessible radio, they are well worth the money. So there you go. Why not try one out? It's a smart thing to do. What? That was funny. Tough crowd.